What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming into with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect. And it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, here we are one more again. Another ticket got punched. Another soul got collected by the termination train. Gentlemen, as I stated at the first of the year, there were going to be more and more brutal offlinings, such as the case with this article that was published on the 2nd of April. Rusk County man offlined his wife by striking her in the head with an axe. $1.5 million bond set. Well, gentlemen, we can all agree he decided to bury the hatchet. However, he decided to bury the hatchet when he decided to split her wig. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A Rusk County man offlined his wife last month by hitting her in the head with an axe, an affidavit for the man's arrest revealed. Scott Thompson, 47, of Mount Enterprise, was held Wednesday in the Rusk County Jail on a $1.5 million bond on a charge of first-degree termination, according to court records. According to the affidavit, Scott Thompson's uncle called Rusk County deputies after Thompson admitted to offlining his wife with an axe before leaving her in a locked trailer. After the admission, the uncle said that Scott asked him to pick up the children from school so they would not go into the home. When a deputy arrived at the home, he looked through a back door window and saw blood in a hallway, which prompted the officer to enter the residence where he found the woman identified as Amanda Thompson lying beside the back door with wounds consistent with blunt force trauma. Authorities extradited the man from Polk County, Arkansas, where he was arrested on March 18th by the Arkansas State Police after fleeing Rusk County. The investigation began when deputies responded on March 18th to a home on the 5900 block of County Road 3122 in Rusk County. There, Amanda was found deleted in the home, according to the Rusk County Sheriff's Office. Thompson fled the area before his license plate was pinged in Atlanta, Texas, where he was arrested later that day. Well, well, well. Now, of course, they don't provide a motive as to why Mr. Thompson decided to put the mask on, but we can use our context clues here, gentlemen. An axe to the dome, deeply, deeply personal. As we all know, the closer you are to the person that you offline, the more personal it tends to be. Yeah. Oh, yeah. But hey, what more do I need to say about this one, gentlemen? Honestly and truly, what more do I need to say? Anyway, Let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, it went down in the home. Got to give that a 10. Method of execution, the acts of agony. I'm going to give that a 45. Psychological impact. The kids weren't home. He locked everything up so nobody could just happen upon the scene. So I'm going to give that a 40. And for the brutality factor, come on now, an axe to the dome, brutal as it is, he did a one and done. But I got to still give that a 45 because it was up close and personal. So Scott, the splitter Thompson, gets a score of 140. Gentlemen, once again, I told you, there were going to be more and more men who are going to put the mask on this year. Why? Well, there's a lot of factors. There's a lot of strife that's going on in a lot of men, especially married men. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Married men definitely have it the absolute toughest in this new climate. But once again, no one cares about us. It's like what Bain said. No one cared about me until I put on the mask. No one cares about married men until they finally snap. Now, of course, we all know that the typical lamestream media is going to be like, oh my God, why would he do this? I'm pretty sure this man had reasons. But hey, until we finally get to a place to where married men can truly vent their frustrations and stop suffering in silence, there are going to be more ticking time bombs in the form of married men. Oh, well, oh, well. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the short article. Let me know what you guys think. What do you think his motivation was for him to put the mask on? And with that being said, ladies, you need to understand this. You need to understand this crystally damn clear. The power that you think you hold in this society through all the fake protections that you have, it always goes out when that man finally says no more. Feminism and the idea that the Duluth model is going to keep you protected from that man's rage and ultimate vengeance, that's going to go out right along with it. Because once again, here's another man who finally said no more. You've pushed me beyond my line. You've pushed me beyond my limit. You've become the bane of my existence. So guess what? The best thing that I'm going to do is remove you from my existence. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Welcome. Murder on my mind. Yeah. Losing all my hope. Yeah. I'ma do the crime. Yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill. Yeah, fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.